A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Wednesday. I am here, Paul Machin, in association with Chris Pajak.
Yes.
And Unibet, our sponsors for the daily transfer news. If you want more from them, more classic info and insights into the transfer world, then head over to their blog. I'll put the link in the description underneath this video.
Will you?
Well, by me, I mean the royal me. I mean, Simon, or whoever side delegates it to. We've got a few things to get through today, so we'll dive straight into them. It starts, Chris, with Jayden Jacquiri back in training, talking to the official Liverpool website. As ever with these things, no massive insight, but it was nice just to hear that, you know, a bit of chat. I'm really happy to be back, finally. I had an injury with my national teams. I was doing rehab at Melwood while the team was in America. It's funny, he's talking about, like, obviously he's watching everyone from America. He must be gutted. I mean, don't get me wrong. By all accounts, the weather was apparently quite nice over here.
Was it?
I'm told. But he said, I'm getting injured, this is life and this is football. I'm really happy I didn't miss the start of the season. It's going to start soon and I'm happy to be back before it. Always nice to see the lads again, yada yada yada. Everyone's really hungry, we want to go again, we need to show everyone we can do it again and try to be a little bit better in the Premier League than last year. Pretty much like the forgotten man. You know, for all the talk about the squad and the depth and all that.
Backup wingers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Backup forward players. And look, Jayden Jacquiri should be fuming. The fact that Liverpool fans have literally forgotten all about him. I mean, let's get on to it first of all, though. I mean, you know, he starts off and he says, I'm really happy to be back, finally. He told LiverpoolFC.com. Can't imagine he'd say anything other than that to them, if I'm honest with you. How are you feeling on the official club channel?
I'm having an absolute twat at the time. These fans are doing my head in. I can't be arsed. They all want to buy some lads for loads of money when I'm here and they've forgotten about me.
Who's Nicholas Pratt?
Does anyone remember I set up Gini Wijnaldum's goal against Barcelona?
He's not an impact sub.
Scored two against Man United. Shock.
He'll be raging.
Yeah, I'm fair play.
And he won't tell LiverpoolFC.com if he is.
But he's one that's got a massive point to prove, I think, in the coming weeks. And funnily enough, I was asked about this on LFC the other day, and they said, who's going to be your breakout player for the season? Like, Rian Bruce is the obvious answer. But like Naby Keita, another one, you know, we've got him back in training. We're going to start to see him again. And yeah, hopefully a few of the fears are kind of allayed in the coming days. A little bit of Liverpool related transfer news out, according to the Daily Star. So pinch of salt as always. It's a big transfer blow for Newcastle and Aston Villa's gain as Liverpool set the Harry Wilson fee, Chris. Do you want to give us the skinny?
Yeah, so basically, Aston Villa are now in pole position to sign Harry Wilson. Looks like they might try and put a bid in a £15 million.
£15?
They've got Arsenal, full Arsenal. £15 million quid plus add-ons, which will take it over the £20 million. It's the minimum asking price, apparently, from Liverpool on this one. Jürgen Klopp's obviously come out, apparently, and said that he's not for loan. I've not actually seen him say that about Harry Wilson personally. I've not seen any quotes from Klopp about him. I've seen quotes that are saying Ryan Kent will not go out on loan, but specifically I've not seen anything that is linking Harry Wilson. They are saying these quotes exist without showing these quotes. Read into that what you will. Mm-hmm. But it's not surprising, really. I think Liverpool want to recoup money for any of the players. You know, if Liverpool want to go and sign players, as Klopp himself has said to us, then you've got to balance the books. And, you know, it could be that Harry Wilson is one of those guys. I think he'll be kept around this season, personally. Mm. Newcastle interested, Aston Villa interested. They knocked Derby out, didn't they? So He obviously knows, having played in the Championship last season, the Aston Villa manager, just how good a player Harry Wilson is. And it shows you that, you know, Premier League clubs fighting for him is a lot better than Ben Woodburn going out to Oxford in League One, isn't it? So it shows you the level that these managers think of Harry Wilson.
I think Harry Wilson is good enough to play in the Premier League. I'm not sure he's good enough to play. I think he's good enough to play for Liverpool. Let me just caveat that. I just don't think he's good enough at his age to play the number of games that he needs for his development at Liverpool. He needs to go and do it. He's done a full season in the Championship. I think he's done very well. He needs a full season at a higher level. I think Aston Villa could be a very, very good fit, and Liverpool were able to get 20 million. And I would suspect they'd lash a buyback. Yeah. In that as well, which could be interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about Dejan Lovren. We're going to talk about Sadio Mane in a minute. Before we do, I've mentioned it time and time again, but I'm going to mention it again because it's worth it. And I have the man who was in the room as well with him. We sat down with Jurgen Klopp. We had a good chat with him. Chris, how was it?
Oh, he was amazing. You know that emoji with the heart eyes?
Yes.
That was me. The whole interview, basically. I was just one giant emoji. We should do a little run of that, actually. We should edit that with just the emoji.
Just you.
The heart eyes looking at him. But it was just fantastic. He bantered us off the bat. He spoke to you about your dad, and he'd watch your video. He'd watch my video from out in France. Brilliant. And that's what you want from a Liverpool manager. And, you know, I got so much stick on Twitter yesterday. You know, I say stick. I was in a debate with a lot of people. Over the course of the entire day. But they're all saying, like, you know, you're saying what you say because you're getting access. No, we're not. We say what we say because we believe it. You know what I mean? My integrity is important to me. I know yours is important to you. If we had anything bad to say about the club, we'd say it. We've said it plenty of times over the years. I wrote something for Tales of Anfield Road about, you know, Liverpool trying to trademark Liverpool and how I thought it was an absolute disgrace. You know, but ultimately, this Jurgen Klopp interview, And this is kind of why I'm linking into this, is it felt like at the end it was a rallying cry to supporters, and you need to watch it, because when he was talking, the hairs on my arm were standing up. You know, you said, like, I'm ready to go for battle or something now. And that's not spin. FSG don't sit in the room and go, I'll tell you what we'll do, right, we'll give him 15 minutes with Redmen. But Jurgen, you need to spin a load of crap for me. I need you to spin this yarn at the end of it. This has not happened. It came from the question. I really enjoyed it. The feedback has been phenomenal on it. And you need to watch this video. It's 23 minutes long and it's flipping fantastic.
Yeah, it's on the redmentv.com. It's free for the first month, so you can go and check it out. There'll be a segment going up. I think we're going to put it out Thursday or Friday this week. So if you want to hold on and get a bit of a longer taste, you can do. But if you're ready to go all in, and you should go all in, because it's great. Because it's not just that. Obviously, we talked about the Champions League celebrations. Chris talked a lot about the roles of the coaches in and around Jurgen as well, and him as a manager and him as a person, and then leading on to the new season. So yeah, really good way to get you fired up. I was so pumped, and then basically I opened Twitter, and Twitter just put me down in the dumps. But watch it, I listened to this again the other night, actually, and it put me in a great mood. So if you need that, then get involved. Our gobbledygook translated bollocks of the day comes from Tuto Mercato Web. Dejan Lovren. Let's try and work our way through this. After the blows, Liao and Duat. What?
Blows. Oh, it's the other type of blows. I'm not doing that on here.
Nor would it be accepted. Liao and Duarte both being finalised. Milan could soon reactivate contacts for Dejan Lovren, Liverpool-owned defender. According to the latest collections in the Tuto Mercato web, in fact, in the next few hours, Bjorn Besamer...
No! Not Bjorn!
...of Arena 11 Sport, the agency represented in Italy by the Football Factory.
Not the Football Factory!
The Football Factory, watch out, get your Stanley out. Is expected to arrive in Italy, an agent among others of the Croatian defender, who could meet with the Rossoneri executives. In addition, Milan for the possible blah 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 blah. The top line of this, which is where you follow the thread back to how we found this initially, was Lovren's agent has spoken to Milan, and they're kind of saying that it is Lovren's agent, but they also do say he's an agent among others of the Croatian defender is potentially heading into Milan to talk.
And this isn't Dybala's in London. You know, the agents flew into London to speak to Manchester United. This is some guy who represents this company, who also represent this, but also represent loads of footballers. And I will quote here, could meet with the Rossoneri executives. Not is meeting, oh. has met.
Has been spotted.
Could been meet. Yeah. Could, he could be on holiday.
Basically.
He could be having a poo.
Basically.
Or he could be meeting the Ross and Yuri executives.
Represents Deja Lovren, amongst others, might be going to Milan. And when he's in Milan, he might be meeting AC Milan's representatives. Might be meeting into Milan's representatives. Yeah. So, to be fair, like the Lovren stuff, if we hadn't done this in-depth research into it,
in-depth research.
Yeah, I know. Immediately hearing Lovren, Milan, you know, Dejan Lovren in Italy, I think, is the absolute perfect fit at some point. But it still comes down to what we've been saying this for weeks. Unless Liverpool get a mega bid for Dejan Lovren and he's desperately angling for the move, I just can't see him. I can't see him being sold. It would be, you know, I just don't think we're ready to throw away too
especially,
many of our experienced players.
You know, this time of the transfer window as well, it's a little bit different if you've got 3 weeks, 4 weeks to go. Liverpool don't have that to get another player in now. And I think it would be crazy if we did let him go at this point.
I'm not sure we're putting 17-year-old Sepp van der Meegh's our fourth-choice centre-half this season. I just don't think that's the case. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we've bought van der Meegh with the notion that Lovren will go next summer. Or if Matip wants to leave next summer, then all of a sudden you're playing an 18-and-a-half-year-old or whatever. And that's fine because, you know, you can...
And you've moulded him a little bit more.
Exactly. He's a bit more integrated, but yeah, if this happens, you know, fair play, but we'll know more as and when it develops. But at the moment, yeah, I wouldn't expect so. Chris, do you want to give us our steaming pile of horseshit news story of the day?
Real Madrid are going to sign Sadio Mane for 180 million quid.
As if. Yeah, apparently Zidane's prepared to offer him the famous number 7 shirt at Real Madrid to tempt him. And there's talk, I mean, this is coming from Don Ballon, by the way, which roughly translates to Spanish bollocks, in case you weren't sure.
I love the photograph on this page, though. It's like, how did Salah know that it was that camera to look at? And all the other three didn't have a clue. How They're not cameras? Even like, but look, Salah, eye contact, pure... Amazing. The other three are I don't know where they're looking, to be honest with you. I mean, I might have missed the story on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one of those where there's no great thing in it. Real Madrid don't have the money. Let's be perfectly honest. Now, Real Madrid always seem to find the money, but I can't. You know, apparently they want Pogba, and there's been no movement on that. Gareth Bale's not going anywhere by the looks of it.
And, oh, no, he's reopened in this article. He's speaking to another Chinese club now.
Oh, right, sure. Okay, fine.
But they've also said higher up in the article that Bale's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So it is Team Talk transfer rumour page.
Team Talk. Team Talk are the fuck amongst the worst for this shit.
But Aubrey loves this.
Aubrey does.
Aubrey's still on Team Talk every single day.
Yeah.
So Don Ballon is saying basically that, you know, they're after him for 180 million. But they're also saying in a different article from a week or so ago that Isco is going to be offered, isn't it? Or Asensio or something like that. I mean, it just. Doesn't
Fiorentino Perez gives him Cristiano Ronaldo 7 and it's not Hazard. So yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I think there might be a conversation next summer where one of Salah or Mane might have their heads turned. Liverpool will not listen to offers for Sadio Mane at all this summer in any way, shape or form. He has come out categorically and stated that he's not interested in moving to those clubs as well because he loves Liverpool and he's got as good a chance of winning all the major honours at Liverpool as at any other football club in the world right now. So yeah, I'm sure you'll see a few whispers about this because there always will be until the window shuts, and particularly the window shuts in Spain, you're going to see this like a complete load of horseshit, but I wouldn't worry too much about it. We're going to crack on with some of your comments in a moment. Before you do, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the Red Men News YouTube channel. We're on the way to 20,000 subscribers, whoop, whoop, which is amazing. And if you're listening to this in the podcast form, then make sure you leave a 5-star review and a comment as well, which would be absolutely delightful. Simon, what have you got for us?
Let's go with Mane first. Omar Aswad says, just saying, Mane is highly underrated by rival fans. Stats prove he's improved every single season. I think he lacks self-confidence at times, but we saw from January 18 he was a beast of a player. Klopp won't sell him, and the Barca 4-0 game with no Mo or Bobby, he ran the show up top.
Completely.
From making runs in behind to get at defenders. He was vital and, yet again, underrated that
night. I completely agree. He's a tremendous player. I think he's about 2 months off putting together a truly world-class season. And bear in mind, like, you know, joint top goal scorer in the Premier League last season, scored 20 goals in all comps the season before. He still has that little dip in the season, and I think if he gets over that, and he puts together. Look, he's I think by the end of this year, I think he'll be recognised as one of the absolute best.
I think he's world class already. You know, I really do. I think if you've played at that level for 2 years, you are world class. And he's been up there, you know, and at times he's been our best player. And large proportions of last season, he was our best player. The confidence thing's interesting, isn't it? Because when he dips in form, I think you're right. I think he does dip in a little bit of confidence. But then you look at the goal that he scored against Bayern Munich, and that's on a fella who's lacking confidence. But you do get players that are like that.
Well, Jürgen spoke to him in January, didn't he? And basically went like, what's happening, lad? Yeah. What's happening? Just be you and score some goals. And he's like, all right, sounds, yeah. So he clearly is that. You know, he does have that. Maybe the confidence thing is a spot
it
on.
It will mean a lot to him that he got joint top goal scorer with Salah, because I think, you know, going from Liverpool's top scorer to miles behind Mo Salah the season after to level with him on goals in the Premier League, I think that'll mean a lot. And listen, I think you're right. I think he is underrated by a lot of fans outside of Liverpool, but he's certainly not underrated by our fans and by the manager. And I think that's the most important thing.
And less, though, I think he's getting that recognition. I'm seeing more and more people talk about him as being Liverpool's best player outside of Liverpool. So, yeah. One more, please, Si.
An interesting one, and maybe not the full lineups because you'll be doing a starting 11. But Stanko Duganzic says, what are Chris and Paul's predictions for the lineup for the game at the weekend?
I am convinced that Liverpool are going full force for this game, and I wasn't until I saw Klopp's press conference. We'll do this obviously this chat on the build-up show and what have you. But no, I think Liverpool will go. Depending on the physical fitness of who's available, there's a spreadsheet that will say who is and who isn't available. Like, for example, if they're just saying no, it's too soon for Salah and Firmino, then they won't play. But if there's a chance, I think he'll go as strong as he can.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I think it'll be the side that started against Napoli in Scotland, with any additions from the players who've come back into training.
Allison needs a game.
Yeah. You know, because he'll be fine to play. I think Firmino and shouldn't have lost too much match fitness. Mm-hmm. But equally, it's got to be used, unfortunately for them, whether Klopp thinks it's a pre-season friendly or not, whether we think it's a pre-season friendly or not, Klopp will have to use this as a pre-season friendly for those players in particular.
Yeah.
Because they need minutes before Norwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's as simple as that, yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
But I really like Klopp's attitude in the press conference about it. And like it's a trophy, it's a thing to win as far as he's concerned, and that's the right way to be.
If you're more chat, bit shocked by the questions from the reporters, wasn't
he? He was flabbergasted by people treating it as anything less than something big, so great. If you want more chat around the matches, make sure you subscribe to the normal Redmen TV YouTube channel. And of course, if you want more news, then we'll be back at 12:30 tomorrow with more of that as well. Anyway, yes, thanks for watching, for liking, sharing, subscribing, and we'll see you all very soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.